Hello?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, this
is Kaya with Family Therapy here.
Mm-hmm. This is Melanie, Carrie's daughter-in-law. We're actually working on some paperwork right now.
Okay. I'm referring to Rocky. The patient's name Rocky, not Carrie?
Patient's name Rocky, mother's name Carrie.
Got it. Okay. Yes. So
can I say something to you real quick? Just an FYI. Your phone it's very difficult for us to understand you. I don't know why. It sounds like you're in a tunnel and echoey. I don't know if anybody else says that to you.
Now? Is this better?
It's still like, I don't know. It's not clear. Is it on
not
speaker?
Clear? This is regular. You don't hear me?
That's better. I hear you better now.
Perfect. Amazing. You're working with the headset that I did.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
I said you were connected to a headset. I did disconnect. So you should hear me better now.
Okay. That's so much better. Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Great. Happy to hear.
Okay, good.
Okay. So I'm going to follow up on the assessment, the AAA PCA assessment. I know it was on the 23rd, last week already.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go?
The assessment?
Yes.
It went well. They said he needs 24-hour care.
Okay, so now you have to, I'm assuming, did they explain to you the financial part or they didn't even explain it to you?
They didn't explain that. They didn't explain the financial part that day, no.
Okay. So they're probably waiting for the county to reach out to you, but I'm going to be honest, the county takes like a while to reach out, and I don't want you to have to exceed the 90 days and have to do this again.
Okay.
So there is a 90-day time frame. Were you aware of that?
A 90-day, say that again?
There's a 90-day time frame from the first assessment till the patient gets approved for the waiver program.
Okay.
We don't want to exceed that, okay?
Okay.
So now that that went well, that's amazing. You completed both assessments, that's great. The next thing that we have to do is have a financial look back, a 5-year look back of the patient's financial documents and bank statements.
And I did email that. I emailed all that information.
You did?
You're
ahead of yourself, too.
Yes, I did. And I got an email returning that they received it, so.
Do you know who you sent that to?
Lackawanna, C-A-O, at PA.gov.
The Lackawanna County. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I'm going to let you know that that's great that you got an email saying received it.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to say that again. I have to tell you, and I know this is not against you, but this process is very frustrating because I can't hear what you're saying, and my mother-in-law has said the same thing. And I don't know if it's a connection thing, but it's only when we talk to you. Can you call on another line?
Do you not hear me now? You still don't hear me?
I hear you, but it's like very muffled.
I'm talking like regularly on the regular phone. It should not be so muffled.
I don't know, and I've talked to you 3 times, and I don't know why. It's very strange, and I talked to you from 2 different phones, and it's the same thing. I'm not sure.
Can I try to repeat that a little bit slower?
Yeah, let's try that. Let's see if that helps.
Okay. What I was basically saying is that you got an email saying that it was received. You're very lucky on your end because most times they don't even respond to it. So I'm just saying that that's great for you.
Okay.
You sent all the 5-year look backs?
I sent the financial look back that they asked for. I'm not sure if it was 5 years, but whatever they needed, it was that amount. That amount of time.
Amazing. And they sent you a letter stating what was needed, correct?
Yeah, when she was here, she told me what they needed.
Amazing. Great. Awesome. Now, just to confirm the patient's address, because I have here that the patient's located in Lehigh County.
Correct.
Okay, 1 second. Amazing. Okay. Okay, so you sent in all your documents. Let me double check right now. Do you know when you sent it in? Would they?
No, I don't know. I mean, it was, I think I did it the next day that she, after she was
so
here.
Last week.
Yeah.
So the patient's probably not approved yet, but let me just check just in case to see if he has the waiver attached to me.
Are you able to answer a question as to the hourly rate that you will be paying? Because I'm doing some research, you know, like different, all the different companies, and I'm noticing that there's a big difference. Some pay way less than others, so I'm definitely going to be shopping around to get the best possible, you know.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know that. What was the rate that you've been hearing and you're interested in? You definitely work with patients.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
What was the rate that you guys were looking at and assigning? That was the common rate. We definitely work with patients.
We weren't looking at a specific rate, but I saw that people will, different places will pay $11 to, I think, 45 or 55 an hour. That's a big difference.
Okay, so most, I'm going to be honest, it all goes according to the county that we can help you in, plus the hours. Those two combined determine the rate. The 40 hours, 1,000 hours definitely cannot do, but we can try to get you, you know, depending on how many hours that we just supervise, I can see what the highest rate we can give you is. And if there's something in your mind now, I can definitely try to reach out to my supervisor.
No, I don't have anything in mind. I'm at the beginning of my, you know, just researching and comparing.
Yeah. Definitely makes sense. Okay, I did just check for the patient. He's not approved for the waiver yet. I'm going to check every day plus send them emails. Supervisors, as soon as D is approved, did you choose an insurance yet?
Sorry, say that again.
Did you choose any insurance? Keystone and Mary Health, P. Health and Wellness.
Insurance. What insurance is he? He's is he U.S.
MP.
Health? MP? U.S. MP?
UPMC.
UPMC. UPMC. Yeah.
Amazing. Great. That's a great insurance. Good choice. So then we'll reach out to them. They're going to reach out to you as well with your service coordinator and foundation. Once he's approved, it takes about 2 to 3 days for you to get assigned to a service coordinator, and they're going to reach out to you to have one more assessment to finalize the hours.
Okay.
Now, the caregiver I see is going to be Terry and you.
Most likely.
Okay, so once he's approved for the waiver program, then we're going to start working for onboarding, okay?
Okay.
And let me know when you have, like, the rates in mind, you know, I'm definitely working with my supervisor. We do work with patients, okay?
Let you know what?
When you have a rate, you know, that you were thinking about, we will definitely give you a rate.